Hey everybody, it's your guy VC back again, and I want to talk about something that's pretty talked about, I think, most of the time, and if it's not, it should be. I'll just let you know right up front. I am not an atheist, and if you haven't guessed, religion is the subject. I'm not exactly a believer either. I was raised Baptist, but ever since I was about 18, I kind of stopped believing in everything, and you know, I've got my own ideas, and over the years, I've formed my own ideas about religion and what it should be and everything. You know, I try to be the best person I can be. And that's really all my, I guess you could call, religion is. So I want to know, how many of you out there feel like there is a heaven and hell? And mainly, I just want to know, because the whole subject of God just, it just floors me, to be honest with you. I cannot wrap my mind around this whole thing. And it's weird because, you know, in the Bible, it just basically, he's just asking you to follow him blindly. I mean, to me, and you can hate me if you want, but I'm going to say it anyway. To me, any person with an ounce of sense would not just blindly follow anybody. It just doesn't make sense to do that. You know? I mean, whatever you want to say, or however you want to put it, okay, sure, do that. But that's how I'm putting it. I don't know. I just cannot follow blindly. I have to have proof. I have to have reason. And a lot of the things that I've seen talking about God and all that, I mean, a lot of the things I've seen and heard about him, I just don't agree with. I really don't. And the Bible, I don't even get me started on the Bible. The Bible has so many holes in it. Have I read it from front to back? No. But I basically have, because I did go to church from the time I was, I don't know, 5 or 6, till the time I was 18. So I have probably heard just about every verse in the Bible, out of every book in the Bible, or chapter, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. They call it book, right? Sorry, it's been a while since I've been to church, okay? Give me a break. So anyway, I just really don't agree with a whole lot of things. There's so many holes in the Bible, and it's so contradicting from a lot of the things I have been told and a lot of things I've read and heard. It's just so contradicting. It's, why would you follow something that contradicts itself constantly. Well, maybe not constantly, but there's a lot of contradictions in the Bible, okay? And I can't just follow a person or a book that says, you know, all this stuff, and then it's got all these holes and all these contradictions. It doesn't make sense to me to follow that. Okay? So, all I do is I just try to be myself. I try to be myself. I try to be good to people. I try to do good things. You know, and because I do believe in karma. That is one thing I do strongly believe in. Because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that exists. You may not think that. That's fine. Totally fine. But, you know, everybody believes different things. Like, if you've never heard of this religion, go look it up. It's called Baha'i. I'm not... That religion, it's not necessarily a bad religion, per se. It is, let's just say I know a few people that are in it. Not going to say who. Don't want to get sued. It's a Middle Eastern religion. That was me clearing my throat, by the way. Not a growl. It's a Middle Eastern religion, and basically I think from the premise that I got of it that they just combine all Christian religions and into one thing. But it's, again, it's kind of contradicting because they say they believe in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But they don't only go by the Bible. Which just astounded me because it's, to me, it seems more like a cult. You know, and that's just my personal opinion. I'm not saying it is a cult. I'm just saying it, to me, it seems like one. Because they go by this other book besides the Bible, called, I think they call it the Book of Prayers, I want to say. Not 100% sure about that. From what I remember, I think that it's called the Book of Prayers. So, since this Middle Eastern religion is, you know, Christian-based, but it is more so based off of a man named Baha'u'llah, who is thought to be a reincarnated, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was reincarnated, a prophet, like a real live prophet. And then they also talk a lot about Baha'u'llah's son. Cannot remember his name at the moment. And then there's some other guy called the Bob, B-A-H-B. I don't know where that guy fits in the whole thing. Because they're supposed to be concentrating on Baha'u'llah and his stuff. Oh, and they also concentrate on his wife or wives. Yeah, so this Book of Prayers is a bunch of prayers that somebody recorded and put in this book that were supposedly prayers that Baha'u'llah, the Bob, I think, and I think Baha'u'llah's son and at least one of his wives said these prayers. supposedly. To me, I'm just like, you know, I need proof, like dead proof, that this flat out proof that those people actually said those prayers. And that's one thing I don't understand about the Bible, because, you know, how do we really 100% without a shadow of a doubt know that the Bible was written by prophets, or if it was written by, you know, people from back then who supposedly lived at that point in time, which the Bible has been rewritten so many freaking times from what I understand, what I've heard. And, you know, it even says in the Bible that you're not supposed to rewrite the words of the Bible. So that is freaking funny to me. Okay, so, you know, and that is just another thing that just makes my thinking about that whole thing waver, because I just, no. Why, I just don't know why anybody would follow that, you know? And maybe you're going to say, oh, well, you've never had religion. Oh, well, you've never actually been a believer, you know, or you've never witnessed the power of God and what he can do and all that stuff. That's not true. That is not true. Not at all. When I was growing up and I was getting all that shoved down my throat, I actually started believing it. And there was actually a point in time where I thought I was having conversations with God. No, I'm not crazy. It was like talking to an imaginary friend. If you call that crazy, I guess whatever. Fine, I'm crazy. But it's just one of those things, you know, when you're a kid, that you do sometimes, at least. And I did it a lot. Okay. So sue me. You know, and I did witness what I thought was some miracles. I guess I didn't witness technically. I seen on the news a lot of things that, you know, could be construed as miracles. Or I have heard of them. Either way. And I did, I don't know if it was God that got me out or not, or whoever, but I did spend some time in jail, here some years back, and it was just for child support. It wasn't nothing like horrible. I got a little behind, and yeah, they caught me and pulled me in. Stupid shit. Anyway, so I was in there, and I was actually kind of scared that I was gonna spend the rest of my life in jail, or at least several months, something like that, maybe some years, till I had my debt paid back. But luckily, I got bailed out. My brother got his adult daughter to let him borrow the money to come bail me out. And, you know, that was cool. I mean, you know, I did have my one call, and I got to call my one of my sisters, and she set forth in action a plan to get me out, which was calling my brother, apparently. You know, I did talk to, I don't know who, but I did do like a silent prayer that night, and it was a few hours later that I was actually getting released. I didn't even get to sleep that night, and I got released. So, call it what you will. I mean, you could say that the prayer helped. You could say that it did the trick by itself. You can say whatever you want. I believe that it might have helped. I don't know for sure, but it might, could have, possibly. And I believe mainly, though, that my call to my sister is the thing that actually set the play in motion to get me out of there. You know? And a lot of things in life that I've seen or heard or whatever, kind of seems like that always happens. Like, there's always something that happens that I've seen that, like, starts a ball rolling on something, and eventually, you know, the thing that you need to happen does happen, because somebody set that ball rolling. You know, I don't know how else to put it. That's just what I've seen, what I've heard. You know, there's a religion that I was listening to for quite some time, for about a year, I think. This religion is called Hyperionism. And there was a guy, and he's on YouTube. I don't know if I can actually say his name. But I'll just say that you could go to the morgue to see this guy. Just look up that name. Anyway, just look that up if you're curious. You'll see who I'm talking about if you look it up on YouTube. I think you might even be able to type in going to the morgue, Hyperionism, or something of that effect. Or just type in Hyperionism, shit. I mean, it should come up. Because you'll notice this guy's real skinny, usually has really blonde hair. Sometimes he changes it, but he is very long-winded, kind of like I'm being tonight. And, he actually makes a lot of sense in a lot of different ways about a lot of different things with this whole subject. I think that I don't believe in everything that he says, but a lot of it, I could get behind that. He's got proof. And that's a lot of what a lot of other people don't even have. There's a dude on, TikTok. I don't remember his name. But if you go on there and look up videos of Should I Go to Hell? He's about a 21-year-old kid. I'm sure you can find it from that. Listen to him. Listen to some of the stuff that they've got on there. I found it pretty interesting. But you may not. Because that kid, all he really wants is somebody to debate with him. I think that's the whole point of him doing the whole TikTok thing. Because every time somebody comes on there and agrees with him that he shouldn't go to hell, just because he doesn't believe in God and doesn't worship God and all that, he kicks him off. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm just looking for people to debate on the other side of the coin of whether I should go to hell or not. So basically, he's trying to get people to argue with him that he should go to hell, I guess, from what it sounds like. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, I mean, you know, go on there, look it up. I'm sure you shouldn't have much trouble finding it. But, you know, he has a valid point, and that's why I brought him up, because I don't think I should go to hell either. He keeps saying that, you know, why should he go to hell just because he doesn't follow God's rules or whatever, or doesn't even follow God, and he doesn't believe in the Holy Trinity or anything like that. You know, he just doesn't believe in all that stuff. Oy, excuse me. Getting late. So, it's 10 o'clock. You know, he has a valid point, I think. I don't think I should go to hell, you know, because, he keeps bringing up this whole thing where, you know, basically, God is a kind of like a I can't remember the name. Like one of those people who rule with you know, very little compassion and stuff, and they're like, "Hey, you do what I say, or else," you know, like. Kind of like old-fashioned kings were back in the day. And I guess maybe even nowadays. Anyway, kind of more like a tyrant, basically. I think is what he's trying to say. Because he brings up the point that, you know, why should I go to hell when, you know, if he's such a loving, caring God and all that, why should he go to hell just because he doesn't follow what God says? You know, why should he have to do that? And I agree. I totally agree. Why should he have to go to hell? Why should anybody have to go to hell and get tortured because you don't follow him? I mean, does that really sound like a loving, caring God to you? You know, it sounds more like a parent or something. I said parent, by the way. I know, I got a little bit of a stuffed up nose. It sounds weird. But, sounds more like an evil parent, basically. You know, one of those who, I'm gonna switch you or take my belt off and smack you with it, or spank you real hard and stuff like that if you don't do what I say. You know, basically, if you don't do what I say, you're going to get punished. And, you know, I just don't, no, I don't agree with that. Because if he's supposed to be all powerful, all loving, and caring, and stuff like that, you know, yeah, people can argue with me that there's been a lot of parents throughout the years that they, you know, beat their children, basically. Excuse me. And they do that out of love and caring. I'm just like, I do not know what planet these people came from. Because in my eyes, I mean, would you want to be beat or whipped or spanked real hard or, you know, a belt, a paddle, you know? And I've heard of some people picking up whatever the hell they can find around them to beat their kids with. You know, I do not agree with that. I got that whenever I was growing up, to an extent. I did get paddles, I did get switches, I did get belts, I did get spankings with the hand. You know, and I just don't think it, you know, I mean, that's maybe for some certain circumstances, maybe I can understand a little bit of that. But doing that constantly all the time just to keep your kids in line? No. I'm sorry. We are human beings. You can get your point across to another human being if they're not stupid. If they are smart enough to figure out people that's talking to them and what it means, whatever they're saying, then yeah, you know, there's so many other ways that you can get your point across without having to physically harm a child. It's just stupid. I mean, that's just my opinion. Hate me if you want, I don't care. I have my own opinion just like you do, you know? Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. So, yeah. I don't know what to do exactly, but I'm just going to leave it at this for right now. Because I've already went almost 30 minutes into this segment here. So, yeah, if you guys can leave a comment, do whatever you can, leave me a message, whatever, you know, just get back to me and see what you think. I'm going to try to leave the link in my segment here, if I can figure out how to do it, because I've never done that before. And you guys should be able to message me. So, everybody have a great night. If you don't hear from me again before Christmas, Merry Christmas. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense that I believe in Christmas, but Christmas is a whole nother thing. It doesn't actually have to do with God or Jesus. Everybody says it does. But nowadays, it doesn't mean that. It's just about getting together with your family and giving presents to each other. So yeah, that's all it is, basically. Nobody really, you know, celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. They just get together and give presents. That's it. And eat really good. Anyway, have a good Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't hear from you.